Where were you born, Mr. Payne?
Uniontown.
Uniontown.
PA.
And when did you move to Pittsburgh? How long have you been living in Pittsburgh?
Oh, since 1943.
Oh, you moved to Pittsburgh in 43.
42 when we came down here. The last 2 months of the year. Mm-hmm. We've been here ever since.
Ever since.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you, when you first, when you started playing music or, taking lessons? Or were you a youngster, teenager? Or?
Oh, I was a young man then. I was 12 years old when
12,
I started.
When you started.
Mm-hmm.
And you started in Uniontown then?
In Uniontown,
right.
Yeah.
Did you play in school? School, the high school bands and things
high
like that?
High school and orchestra.
Right. Did you do any playing it like in combos and things like that, in your early days?
Me and Ted, we had 5-piece band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember some of the names of the people that was in that band with you?
Well, one of them was Burl Lass.
What did he play?
He played bass.
Bass.
Yeah, we have a bass horn. We had
okay, like a tuba thing. Yeah.
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 And Teeny Trent on piano.
Oh, Teeny Trent. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is he from up in that area?
Yeah.
Teeny
Trent was from Uniontown.
Okay.
And his mother used to play the piano for our choir
in church.
Church, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Burl Lass, Teeny Trent, John Vanney. He was the drummer, and another guy named John something. He played the saxophone. Mm-hmm. And I was on the trumpet.
Played trumpet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But did you work the type of jobs that you played? Were they for black audiences, or did you do some things for white? Some of the white clubs too?
No, mostly it was for black.
Mostly.
But we played where white people was around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you do any of the like the society things, the country club things for the white people, or did you just play
most of the time we played for colored dance.
Colored dances.
The colored dance.
And
yeah.
Cabarets and things like that.
Just
dances. Mm-hmm. Oh, dance halls.
Yeah.
Did you come into the Pittsburgh area to play in those early days?
Oh, when I came to Pittsburgh, yeah.
No, but I meant when you were living in Uniontown, in your early days.
Oh, well, we came down here one time.
Uh-huh.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was.
Did you... When did you join the union? You say in 1943 when you moved into Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your early days, like in your 20s, you weren't in the union at that time.
No, I
was in 30s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When you moved into Pittsburgh, and joined the union, who was some of the first musicians that you played with after you joined the union here?
Oh, I just played with Teddy White, outfit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was with Teddy White.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and when did you join the Elks? How long were you in the Elks bands and things?
Oh, I've been in the Elks, around 43.
Oh, okay.
I started...
Okay, when you came into Pittsburgh.
First came to Pittsburgh,
right,
yeah.
That's when you joined the Elks bands. And do you remember many of the guys that played in the Elks bands?
I remember my brother Marshall used to play the bass horn.
Right.
And have a band.
When you first joined the union, in 43, who was president at that time when you first joined? Was it Stoney?
Oh.
Or Stoney Gloucester? Or Prez? 43.
It wasn't Stone Garfield.
It must have been Prez then, hence Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was president before Stoney.
Yeah, okay. 43.
Okay,
yeah.
Then, okay. Mm-hmm. And then, because Stoney probably became president shortly thereafter, because I joined in 49, and Stoney was president when I joined.
When, yeah.
And Melendez was the secretary when you joined?
Who?
Melendez?
Melendez.
Does that name sound familiar to you?
I can't.
You don't recall?
I don't recall.
Okay. Well, no, because Claude, it might have been Claude Fisher, because in 41, might have been Claude Fisher, because he's, that's how I got that information from Kenny Fisher. Do you know Curt Young? Curtis? Curt Young? He was a drummer. And he played, around with some of the bands.
Right.
He was in the WPA. Were you ever in any of the WPA bands? Did you do anything with the WPA groups?
WPA bands?
Yeah.
No.
Because they had some concert bands and things that the WPA sponsored. You know. Okay, well, because Curtis was a drummer, and he had worked with them for a while, and then in, I think it was about 46 or something, he got a job with the Board of Education, the school board, and he just stopped playing.
Uh-huh.
You know. Do you remember your first jobs after you joined the union, you know, when you came into Pittsburgh? Do you remember some of your first jobs where you played?
After I joined the union, we played with Fay White.
Right. But do you recall some places, some of the clubs or?
Oh, well, it was mostly in dance hall.
Just the dance halls.
Yeah.
Did you ever?
Then we used to travel. We traveled
around the circuit,
the country. Yeah.
Did you like go to East Liverpool and Stewart?
No, we didn't go to East Liverpool. No.
Okay.
We didn't go in the Ohio. That's the Ohio.
Right. Hmm. But they were just, you just traveled around the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, around the Pittsburgh area.
Okay.
And Joe Brown, remember Joe Brown?
Joe Brown, no, that's a name.
Oh, you know, he used to play saxophone.
Hmm.
Well, that's the first band I started with.
Okay.
And that's why I joined Joe Brown, and then Fay White here.
Right.
That was a band I joined up with him. That's what I played.
Right. Because Fay was out of that Bama State Collegians.
Yeah.
Right.
He from the, just like you said, from down Alabama.
Right.
He could play that saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, is he an Alabaman? He was born down there, or just he come out of school from down there?
Well, I don't know if he was born down there, but he came from that school.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I know he was in that Alabama.
Man.
Right.
And we used to be the Alabama State Collegians.
Right. Right.
And well, they knew him.
Right. Right.
They knew him when
they knew him. Yeah.
They came through Pittsburgh.
Did you ever play at the original cabins, you know, there in East Liberty, you know, where the hot dog joint was, Station Street? Because I know in 45, 46, and 47, when I used to come home, I was in the Navy, and I used to come home on leave, and Fay was playing the original cabins.
Yeah.
It was in the back of the hot dog joint. On Station Street.
No, I didn't think I was with him at that time.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No.
And you say you started around 12 years old, when you were quite a kid when you first started.
My father the one started me.
Did he play? Was he a musician too? Your dad? Any of your parents?
No, we have a teeny Trent. It was on the piano.
No, I meant in your family. Did your mother play piano, or did your father play any?
This is my father. This is my father. He's the one started me on the trumpet.
On the trumpet. But he didn't play trumpet himself.
No.
Yeah, he just wanted you to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. That's good.
Well, he tried to play, but he just remembered the chord, remembered the notes,
you know? Yeah.
And wrote them down. That's where I started from.
And you say you had a brother that played.
No, I am a brother.
Okay.
Only one player I band was our sister.
Oh, okay.
And she used to play for the church.
For the church.
Up in Uniontown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you play any other instrument other than trumpet? Do you play piano or bass or any other? Do you play any other instrument? Guitar, banjo?
Just the piano and the trumpet.
Oh, okay.
That's all I play.
Did you?
But I used to write music
off of the piano. Right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever take any piano lessons? Did you ever study piano?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took a little bit. Mm-hmm. I didn't stay with it because I like the horn better.
Right. Right. What do you did you take private lessons on trumpet?
Who
did you study with?
I used to study with what was his name? He was used to play with the. Oh man, that's way back
then. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. What was his name? Joe Stephan was the trumpet player with the Ringer Brothers Circle.
Oh, okay, okay.
Uh-huh.
Was he a local person? Did he live here in Pittsburgh?
Uniontown.
Oh, he lived in Uniontown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a boy then, you know.
Right.
12 years.
Okay.
I started when I was about 12 years old.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you took private lessons then, and then by the time you came to Pittsburgh, you didn't take any more lessons after that.
Nah,
you didn't study
anymore.
You know.
I was with Joe till I left Uniontown.
Okay, left school, right. Ah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you say hey, Ronnie, how you doing? Good. Hold on. Okay. And you say... after you came into Pittsburgh, you know, you didn't take any more lessons. You didn't study with anybody else. Were you playing piano? When you first joined the union, were you with the piano a little bit?
What was the fella used to have his office down in the folk wine store on Liberty Avenue? You don't remember him?
I remember when Volk Ones was down there, but I don't recall who you're talking about.
You never knew the fella? I took harmony off of him.
Oh, Max Atkins?
Mac Atkins.
Yeah, Max. Right. Okay. Yeah, Max Atkins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You used to have the bang at
the stadium.
Stanley Theater.
Right. Because a lot of guys studied out here. Carl and then Will Austin. He's from out here,
uh-huh.
And he had studied with Max, you know, because Max was a good arranger.
What you talking about?
Yeah, how long did you study with him?
Huh?
How long did you study with Max?
Oh, man.
A couple of years?
Oh, I was able to write music and stuff.
Right.
I did all that.
Right.
I think, more than a couple of years.
Yeah.
I think about, I'll say 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we... I used to do a whole lot of arranging and
stuff.
Yeah,
for the band, right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write stuff for the Elks band?
No, I didn't. I just played for dance band.
Okay, and
like
you were doing
like Faye Whiteley,
right.
Joe Brown.
Right.
We have the band at the Elks on Second Avenue. Ted Smith was the director. Remember a fella named Ted Smith?
No,
used to play clarinet.
You
didn't know him.
No.
But he was the director of that band on
Second Avenue.
On not Second Avenue. What's the name up on the hill?
Wally and Center.
Center Avenue.
Yeah. Okay.
We used to have a band there.
Right.
And Ted Smith was the
director.
Yeah.
Okay. When did you move to Lincoln Avenue, the Elks? When did they move out there?
When they moved out there.
Because that's the Greater Pittsburgh Elks you're talking about.
Yeah, that was the Greater Pittsburgh Elks band. Yeah. Oh, that was a long time ago, sure.
Yeah. Was that the same Elks group that was on Center Avenue that moved out to East Liberty?
East Liberty.
You know, the one on Greater Pittsburgh. Was that the same Elks group? Because there was an Iron City Elks on Center, across on the Wiley.
Well, that's the band I joined up with. But there was another band on Whitey Avenue called Northside.
Northside, right, right. Northside Elks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, they were up at Summers and Wiley, up above West Funeral Home.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Hold up. Because I know I used to get confused, like the Northside and Northside Elks and Iron City. I couldn't get them straight now.
You couldn't get them straight out.
You know, mm-hmm. But... because I know I played the Northside Elks. I played that a couple times with Joe Westray,
uh-huh.
You know, with his band. We used to play them because you used to go up the steps and go upstairs. And
yeah.
Northside Elks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And was Bernie Washington part of your playing at the Iron City, I mean, at Greater Pittsburgh Elks? Bernie mm-hmm. Washington. Remember Bernie Washington?
Bernie Washington.
Yeah. Because I knew him and... Cause he had didn't he have a band for a while?
I didn't know nothing about his band, but
okay.
We used to play together,
right,
though.
Right.
Benny Watson band. Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been in the Elks band? When did you join the Elks band? After you came to Pittsburgh?
When? About since 1943.
43.
Yeah. And we were on the North Side Elks.
Right.
Up on Wiley Avenue.
Right,
that's where I got started.
Yeah. And so you've been parading and doing all the things, I mean, through all these years?
All these years.
You still make a parade?
I used to play with Bay Whiteley band.
Right. Yeah.
We have a band out on the Wiley Avenue. Then I used to play with Clay Whiteley band. We used to practice at the Musician Hall
down the hill.
Yeah, down the hill. Yeah,
right. Because I know in 44, see, my mother used to be a waitress in the Musicians Club.
Uh huh.
And I know that a lot of bands would rehearse in there. Because I used to go down when Will Hitchcock,
uh-huh.
his band.
Will.
Yeah, I went in a couple of times when they were rehearsing, and I heard them. But there was a lot of activity going on. How often did you go to the Musicians Club to socialize?
We rehearsed every Tuesday and Thursday night.
Right.
With Clay Whiteley outfit.
Well, did you come by the club after you played your jobs? Did you go by the Musicians Club for social, you know?
No, I mostly came home.
You came home.
By myself, you know.
Right. Were you ever hired to play in a musician's club? You know, did you ever work in any groups that played in there? You never did that. Did you ever go to any of the sessions?
All I did is play with Clay Whiteley.
And rehearse in there.
And then Magician Club.
Right.
But I used to play with Joe Brown.
Right, right, right.
Me and Joe Brown, he used to play saxophone.
Yeah, right.
And we have a good band then. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I left the... We used to start off with the Northside Elks bang. Then we went to East Liberty.
East Liberty, right, mm-hmm. on Lincoln Avenue. Have you ever done any playing with other groups other than they and them? Did you play with any groups like in the 50s, you know, any traveling groups? Or anything?
Well, Joe Brown Band did.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's the first band we played with, Joe Brown out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you? And you were never on the road.
You know, there was a guy, Jake, used to play piano. What was his name?
Fitzpatrick.
Huh?
Fitzpatrick.
Jake. Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there were some brothers.
Yeah.
Tommy and Jake.
Yeah,
and
he played the bass horn in the band.
Right.
But he was the piano player.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they came up from Texas.
Huh?
But they came up from Texas.
Oh, they came up from Texas.
Because they brought it, and I don't know, I know they came into this area as a group.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was Balmy, Bo, Jake, and they had a drummer, Red Duran, another guy that came with them.
Uh-huh.
I think Jake later became a cab driver, wasn't he? Didn't he drive a taxi cab, do you recall?
I can't remember that far.
Okay, all right. But, Jake Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
When you, like when you would play these jobs with Faye on a Friday or Saturday night after the job was over, did you very seldom went by the musicians' club to kind
very
of hang
seldom,
out?
Yeah,
hang out with the guys. Okay.
I came straight home.
Okay, well that makes sense. Yeah. Did you ever? Were you a regular member of the union meetings and things?
Oh yeah.
At the meeting, did you ever hold any offices?
No, I never held no offices.
No board. You were never on any committee.
This belonged to the
card. What do you call it? You paid your dues, and then that was
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you recall? Do you recall any of the well, you didn't go to the club that much for social activities? Okay. When was the are you still active with the Elks band now?
Yeah, I play with the Elks
you,
band.
You
yeah.
do now.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time? When was the last parade you guys had that you can recall?
Oh, they. They played parade 3 times already this year, but I was sick. Yeah. I couldn't make.
You couldn't make them.
They played 3 jobs. Right. Yeah.
And how is what's his name in the band with you? Dave Barnett.
Dave Barnett. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dave Barnett and I'm trying to think who else that I know of that would. Yeah. And was Bert Logan part of that band?
Bert Logan, yeah, he played
okay,
drums.
Played
yeah. He was the drummer man with the, what was the
with
name?
Walt Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to play piano.
And was Will Smith, did he ever play with the Elks band? Will Smith, he died.
Uh-huh.
But he used to play Congo Bongo drums, but
yeah.
he played. Because I think I saw a picture.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember him way
yeah,
back.
Yeah, he was a drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About how many men were, you know, was in the band? Like 15, 20 guys? How many guys did you have marching in the streets?
Most 15.
About
close
15.
To 15, yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. And
from 12 to 15.
12 to 15.
Yes, we had a good.
Right, right. And like. What would you have, like a couple of tubas, you know, tuba players?
We did one time.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Who was the old gardener? He was tall, dark-skinned fella. He used to play the bass.
Yeah. What? When Krigler was here with that concert band, when George Krigler, remember when they had the concert
yeah,
band?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was in 54 or 55.
Uh-huh.
Did you do much with them? You know, did they perform that much? Did they play that
They
much?
Didn't play too much, no.
Right. Right.
But we have a concert band. He was the director.
Right, he was a director, right.
Yeah.
What did he play? What instrument did he play?
Huh?
What did he play? Did he play trombone or something like that?
No, he didn't play no trombone.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't recall.
But he was a good, he
yeah.
directed the band,
he was a director.
He was very good.
Right, right. Because yeah. I did a couple of things with him. I used to come to some of the rehearsals,
mm-hmm.
but, and I think we went to QED when it was at 5th and Belfield, because we went downstairs and
mm-hmm.
we, it was a performance and it was filmed, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever in the Army, in the service? Were you in the service? In the Army?
In the Army?
Yeah.
No.
You never did anything like
mm-hmm.
that. Are you still in contact with some of the 471 members, you know, the musicians guys? Do you kind of call them and meet them every now and then and sit down and talk about old times?
No, we haven't done that in a good while.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No kind of communication. Was there any of the musicians that you met, did any of them influence you in your playing or help you in your playing, you know, the guys that belonged to 471? Was there any particular person that...
Well, Othay Whiteley.
Othay Whiteley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a great influence.
But he knew,
right.
he knew this what you should do
right.
and everything, you
right.
know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
He was a music major, wasn't he? Out of
and you remember the policeman Then he died named he used to play trumpet.
Turner?
Huh?
Turner? Was it Turner?
Turner. What were the?
Because I remember a cop that used to talk to me a lot when in East Liberty at the Musicians Club, and you know, about playing trumpet and so forth. Yeah. But his name was Turner.
His name was Turner.
His name was Turner.
Turner.
Because I think he was in that policeman's band. Was it policeman?
I think this fellow's name was William.
William. I can't play.
A black brown skinned fella. And he joined the police force, and then later on he died. He passed away.
Yeah, I can't place him.
What was his name?
I can't place him. No, because I think Turner was the only guy that I knew. What was it? Police and Firemen's? Is that Police and Firemen's band or something? Yeah. And he's the only person that I knew.
But did you know Bass Horn Prairie that was a policeman?
No.
You didn't know him?
No.
Oh, that was way back there.
Yeah.
That was back
in the 30s?
Back in, no, well, not 30s.
Not that far back.
In the 50s.
Oh.
When I was with the Elks, with the Greater Northside Elks Band, that was... I can't even call it.
No, because see, most of the guys, like, in the Elks bands, I really didn't know that much about them.
Oh, you didn't know much about them.
No, I didn't know. And Carney Post, you know, the guys up at Carney Post.
Uh-huh.
See, Andy Woods. And some of those guys I knew because they were kind of active in the jazz scene.
Uh-huh.
But in terms of, because I had had enough of marching. I didn't want to belong to no kind of marching group.
You know. Did you know Tom Turntine?
Tommy, right.
Yeah, Tom.
You talking about his dad?
He was the saxophone.
The saxophone player. Right.
Yeah.
Now, he was in one of those WPA bands.
Yeah.
Right. Him and Curtis were together.
Together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in fact, when shortly after Stanley, the son started playing, I did a couple of jobs with him, and we used to have to wait for his dad to come home with the horn so that Stanley could go out to play his job.
Yeah.
I knew Mr. Turntine. You know, I knew him.
You knew him.
I knew him, right.
Yeah, he was the tenor sax player.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
For
the baritone sax.
Huh?
Baritone
too, but most of it was
tenor sax.
Baritone.
He might have played baritone also.
He might have played baritone, but I don't remember that.
Do you?
I remember him playing tenor.
What kind of advice or counsel would you give to some of the younger fellows? What do you tell Ronnie? You know, in terms of
time to practice and study. Mm-hmm. Be sure to practice anyhow. Mm-hmm. Learn the. Be able to execute good. Mm-hmm.
Learn fundamentals, yeah.
Yeah. Know your skills.
Right. And you say, and all you've ever, most of the playing that you've done after Thay Whiteley has all been with the Elks band. You weren't in any other colors,
no,
any other bands. And
just the Elks
band. Just the Elks bands.
I'm a Ted Smith. Remember a guy named Ted Smith?
No, I can't place him. I can't
place
him.
He used to be at the, what's his name, Elks on
Lincoln Avenue?
Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, Greater Pittsburgh.
At Greater Pittsburgh, but he used to direct that thing.
Well, see, and like I said,
I
was only in there a couple of times, you know, and I really didn't get that involved in Elks groups, you know. You knew the Humphreys brothers from Northside? Did you know Frank and Hildred Humphreys?
No, I hear them. I didn't know them, though.
But you didn't do any playing?
I didn't know play with
right.
them, no.
Do you recall, was there, the Pittsburgh people, the guys from the Hill and East Liberty, and then the Northside group, was there any kind of difference going on in your early
Brother
days?
Marshall, Greg Bang, and Northside Elks.
Right.
I was in East Liberty,
right.
wasn't it?
No, Northside Elks was on the Hill, on Wiley Avenue. Northside Elks was at Wiley
and
Chaucer, or Chauncey Street, whatever that is up there. Yeah, at the top of the hills, right at the crest of the hill. And then the Iron
Steel. Ted Smith was the one that
that directed Greater Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you've helped me out quite a bit. I've got, you know, some information on you, and you say you're.